रूबरू बेचर विते ते वे तिबेट ओपन हाउस गुंडले गुड इवनिंग एवरीवन. इट इज ग्रेट ऑनर एंड प्रिविलेज टू लीड दिस धर्म इवेंट ऑन फुल डे. So this session will be categorized into three parts as normal. So first part will be public teaching or how to say introduction on Buddhism, especially on today's practice of Taras practice. And then second part will be reciting Taras mantra along with visualization meditation. Then final part will be reciting His Holy Dalai Lama's long life prayer. Then concluding by dedication. So at the beginning, before starting today's how to say teaching and mantra session, so we have prepared here 100 lamp or candles for victims in New Zealand and also people who die in the plane crash in Ethiopia and also recently in Holland also, because this time we have bad news one after another's. Not only that many people are dying, but also many animals are dying. So during the Losar time, so many wild animal in Tibet die because of very heavy snowfall, too much cold. That's why many animals are already died. Then not only this, every day how many animals are dying. Every day, maybe I can say 1 million. More than 1 million, I can say, if I am not wrong. Okay, therefore, we have to pray for them, and we have to pray for world peace and compassion for everybody's. If everybody have compassion, loving kindness, love, then we won't have such a disaster, tradition, killings, and so. This unfortunate situation. Therefore, here we have 100 candles, and some are how to see around the windows. So please, everybody can stand and light the candles. Then we can sit, and then we can start today's teaching. Right, quickly, you can start our session quickly. We can talk after the session. Yes.
This is running now.
Please light the candle on the window and please put back. Thank you. Now we are going to recite this taking refuge prayer and bodhicitta prayer. So we have this paper, this is here. So I think can you recite one times in Czech taking refuge prayer? Can you read how to lead the prayer in Czech? Okay, thank you. Now we are going to recite three times in Tibetan. Sanji some cause and other distance. Please recite one time times in Czech. Paper. Okay, now we are going to recite three times this Bodhicitta prayer.
Do it all.
Actually, from the beginning, I would say, from the beginning, there are many, how to say, methods in order to get happiness. From Buddhist point of view, highest happiness is enlightenment, full enlightenment, okay? Full enlightenment is also generally termed highest happiness. So therefore, so whatever we do just for happiness, okay, whatever. So from the beginning, there are many methods in order to find the happiness. So practicing religion is the one of the method to find the happiness. And practice Buddhism is also one of the method to find the happiness. But question is, how to find the happiness? I mean, here happiness means highest happiness or real happiness, enlightenment. So here Buddha said that, I prefer to quote it, one of the, his quotation. So he mentioned, Buddha cannot wash your suffering. You know, if you really want happiness, first you have to remove or eradicate the suffering. After you can completely eradicate suffering, then you will have only happiness, okay? But Buddha said, he cannot wash your suffering. This is one issue. Then second line, he said, he mentioned, he cannot remove your suffering, your problem, your difficulty. Then third line, he said that, he even cannot move his happiness to you or his realization to you, and he cannot tackle or remove your suffering from your heart or from your mind or from your senses. He said he cannot. Okay, he cannot wash, he cannot remove, he cannot move, exchange, transfer. Okay. But in the last line, he said, but there is only one way to find the happiness or enlightenment, whatever we call, okay, is practice. Practice. There means, practice means tame your mind. Tame your mind. Subdue your mind. Tame your negative or destructive mind. Or how to say, tame your killer of happiness, such as negativities. So tame or purify, through purify, and then on the same time you have to develop a constructive mind, positive mind. Okay, only this purify. Purification and accumulation, okay, accumulate or increase the positive mind. Only through this way you will find the happiness, or you will achieve the enlightenment, okay? So today we are going to practice Tara Mantra. This is also part of the, practice both. Purification, practice of the purification and practice of accumulation. So this is the one of the method to find the happiness. But you know, in reality, many people, actually everybody want happiness, but they follow wrong method. Many people thought that money, power, positions, and fame, such give them real happiness. But in reality, no. So real happiness or inner happiness, mental happiness, only can find through the practice, through the tame our negativities and increase our positive mind, okay? So today we are going to practice this Tara Mantra. So probably we already one time, so therefore I would not talk very much. I would not detail very much. So you know, Tara this Sanskrit word. In Tibetan, we call Drelma. Drelma means liberated. So Tara, we believe that we consider Tara is the mother liberation or liberation liberated mother. Okay. So Drelma. So she liberate us from samsara, us from suffering. How to this practice? And you know, she is Bodhisattva of activity. So, for example, wisdom, Manjushri is the Bodhisattva of wisdom. Avalokiteshvara is the Bodhisattva of the compassion. Then Vajrapani is the Bodhisattva of the, how to say, power, I would say. Then Tara is the Bodhisattva of activity. Okay, wisdom, compassion, power, activity. So these three are, in Tibetan we call Shiji Wanta. So these four are very important. So she is the Bodhisattva of activity. Then, so one of the main activity is liberating the samsari beings from samsara or from suffering. So he liberate external dangers and internal dangers. So there are we recite these 21 praise of the Taras. So in this prayer it mentioned about these eight dangers or eight fear. So she free us from these eight fear or eight dangers, external dangers and internal dangers. So these eight external dangers are, first one is from fear of the elephant, wild elephant. Then from lions, and free from forest fire, free from poisonous snake, and free from thief or robbers, and then free from prison, free from water or flood, and free from demons. These eight are eight external dangers. So you know this, for example, many beings are dying because of the flood, too much water flood, okay? And many beings are dying in the forest fire, especially in America. So fire spread the forest. At that time, lots of the animals, are killing. So then this, because of the, mad elephant, because of the lion, so dangerous. So these are eight external dangers, okay? So then internal danger, but main thing is internal dangers, eight. So elephant represent the ignorance and delusion. So that means she free us from ignorance and delusions. Then lion represent the pride, our pride, arrogant pride. So she free us from pride. Then third one is forest fire. This represent hatred or anger. So then the poison, the snake, is represent of jealousy. Jealousy. Then thieves or robber, it represents our wrong view, specifically fanatical wrong view or blank faith or blank view, fanatical view. Then the person represent this our greed. Then the flood or water represent our desire or attachment. And then the last one, demon, represent doubt. So because of our doubt, attachment, or ignore, how to say, desire, our greed, wrong view, jealousy, anger, pride, ignorance, so these bring us suffering. These bring us trouble, difficulty, problems. Okay, so Tara, her main activity is to free us from these external eight dangers and internal eight dangers. Then here you have to know the maybe you know this, the story of the life story of the Lady Tara. So actually I mentioned this already before, but I want to repeat briefly in order to how to say, have perform practice on the Tara practice. So one of the life story regarding Tara. So many long times ago, she was a princess. So her name was Ishidawa, not Ishigawa. Ishigawa is my name. I'm trying to confuse. Okay, Ishidawa. You know, Dawa means moon. Okay, Ishidawa. My name is Ishigawa. Okay, it looked like it was similar to my name, maybe. So, at that time, she served in the nunnery or monastery. She served to monks and nuns, and both day and night. So she practiced lots. Then one occasion. So they suggested her, okay, you should practice lots. So now you have very profound positive karma realization. So you should born in man, not in woman. You should born in male, okay. But the princess Ishidawa told them, no, I will born continuously in female, in woman. And I will also achieve the enlightenment. I will be a Buddha. I wish to be a Buddha, female Buddha, instead of the male Buddha. Because she said there was no, how to say, many the male Buddha. So she said this. That's why, so many times she practiced and she reborn again and again in a female body, female life. Then finally she become Tara, okay, Bodhisattva Tara. So this is one the story. Another story was very interesting. So Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva, compassionate Bodhisattva, Avalokiteshvara, Shirinzi. One occasion, actually, Avalokiteshvara already how to liberate many, many beings. Then he rested. And then he thought that, oh man, I have already liberated many beings. Now there were not much left beings. But when he checked, still there are countless beings who are suffering, who are still in the samsara. So he felt sad, very deep sad, and he cried. So that's why tear comes from his eyes, right eyes and left eyes, and then this tear become leg, and from the leg there two lotus come. Okay, from the right tear, then this green tara, what we are going to practice, green tara is emerge from the lotus, and left tear from the lotus, then white tara emerge from the lotus. So this. So then, you know, actually there, you know, there are 21 taras. So, but most popular are these two, white tara and green tara. Okay. So I would say rest of the others are manifestation of green tara or white tara, or I would say rest of the others taras is the consort or entourage of the taras. So so each tara has different abilities, different powers, and different activities. So as I mentioned before, this green tara's activity is to liberate these eight external dangers and eight internal dangers. And then white tara's main activity or main ability is to give a healthy life, to give long life, and so and so forth. So this is the briefly introduction about tara. Then I would like to explain a little bit about the mantra, meaning of mantra. So here, you know, this untare to tare to swa. This is the mantra of green tara, and also I would say this is the mantra of the general tara. Okay, general tara, and white tara has different mantra. So this mantra is green tara's mantra. So here actually you have meaning here. So here this letter is the head of the all the mantras. So you know this all the mantra has this in the beginning. So all the mantra has this little um. That's why we call this head of mantra. Head of mantra. And this also is also mutual mantra between Hinduism and Buddhism, I think so. So they also Hindus, they also how to recite this. So here according to Tibetan script, it has three syllables. Okay, three letters. But according to English, or maybe in your Czech one mark, but in English only two. But it should be three. Okay, So un represent, because un represents Tara's sacred and enlightened body, speech and mind. Mind, and also it these three, Ma, these three represent also our body, speech and mind. So it means that all the sentient beings have Buddha nature, or all the sentient beings have potential to become a Buddha. Potential, even small insight have Buddha nature or potential to be a Buddha, to completely free from suffering, to achieve the completely happiness. So everybody has, it means everybody has chance to be a Buddha, to be a Bodhisattva. Then how, then this rest of Tare to Tare to, so this still how to be a Buddha if we have Buddha nature, if we have potential to be a Buddha. How then this rest of the mantra till how? So because Tare, then next one is Tare means liberating from all discontent, all dissatisfaction. Then To Tare means liberating from the eight fear, which I mentioned before, eight fear or eight dangers. Okay, so two external eight danger or fear, or internal eight dangers or eight fear. So it To Tare means liberating from eight fear, external dangers, and also from internal dangers such as ignorance and delusions. Okay, then Turi. So Turi means liberating from duality. It shows the true cessation of confusion. Then Swa, last one. Swa means it means man. Made the meaning of the mantra, mantra take root in my mind. So means if I say easily, very easily, so it means yes, want this. One case it says blessing, please bless to my mind, please purify my mind, or it says that through the purification I will be a Tara, like, so this Soa. So this is the meaning of the mantra. So now we are going to recite together this mantra, and along with visualization. Okay, so now here, look, we have this green Tara's thanka or images here. So you have to visualize green Tara is either on the top of your crown or in front of your forehead, okay, level of your forehead, and this position. So she is sitting on the lotus flower with compassionately, with peacefully, and look to you with compassionately, and then you know her. Right leg, so please let me. Her right leg indicate. Her right leg indicate that Tara is ready to stand up, to come to the help of help to you, you know, help to devotees. That's why her right leg little bit, how to say, come out. It means ready to stand up, to come to help you. Then her left leg crossed, little bit crossed inside. It represents renouncement of conflicting emotions. Then her right hand is in the gesture of generosity.
Like this one.
Generosity. This gesture is the indicate gesture of the generosity and signify that she best to born of the ordinary supernormal power as well as sublime accomplishment. Then in her left hand, she hold the lotus between thumb and ring, ring finger. Okay, this symbolize the union of the skillful ways and knowledge. It means this union, this symbolize the union of wisdom and method. So you should have to realize this either from your crown or in front of the your forehead. Then from the center of the her heart, there is letter, how to see, where is this letter, thumb. You know what is the seat of the mantra? Seat mantra of the Lady Tara is thumb. Yes, here is okay. Thumb is here. This is the seat mantra. Okay, so seat mantra thumb should be in the circle, and then untare tur sova circle. This seat mantra thumb. Okay, so from her center of the heart, then from this center of the heart, letter thumb, it redden, and it is how to say, rays come to your crown, or the center of your crown, and it dissolve into your center channel, okay? Center channel, and it purify your negativities, your how to say, and your obstacles, and your physical disease also, whatever you have problem, you should visualize through this dissolve, it purify, okay? Not only purify your ignorance, your problem, your suffering, but you should also visualize or imagine that with you, your father's eye, your father and father's eye, mother and mother's eye, friend or friends and neighbors, countrymen and all sentient beings, okay, you should imagine, or you should how to visualize, you are just leader of this, okay? Then so as it purify your negativities, misdeeds, obstacles, so it purify everybody's misdeeds, negative activities. Especially here today, you should how to say, imagine this such kiru, you know, kiru. So recently, you know, this one of the very kiru person guy, because of the his how to anger, hatred, jealousy, and such things, he killed. You know, that's why you should especially think about visible, more visible such people, and also others, you know, and it purify their anger, their hatred, their jealousy, their wrong view. Especially many reasons because of the wrong view, So mainly the cause is our wrong view. If we have wrong view, ignorance, then this jealousy and anger, hatred come, then action come, you know. Therefore, important thing is, you know, purify or eradicate these such things, inner, how to, dangerous. Okay, so now today, you should this, how to say, imagination and visualization. Then you recite this mantra, muntara tu tadara tu sova, muntara tu tadara tu sova, and reciting this mantra along with this such visualization. Then it will become powerful practice. Then it will help you lots, lots. Not only you, or others. You know, as I mentioned before, so this Tara, Bodhisattva Tara, has ability to purify or negativities. So okay, so now we are going to recite this Tara Mantra. Before we're going to recite this Tara Mantra, we have to recite these four lines just beside the left side here, this one. I cannot how to read because I cannot read very easily, you know. It is quite difficult to read, you know. Bahu me a palu bahu me si klami. It is not good. Please start, okay? Now we can recite one time, one time, I think, in Tibetan.
Dude. Oh, visualization. Keep it continuously. 5 minutes.
And recite quietly. I will play this music, this mantra.
Thank you.
Vani. We know Vani. We know Vani. So now please recite one time in Czech.
Yeah. Shiloh and Kaya.
Dedication. Again, please recite one time in Czech this dedication prayer. Okay, thank you so much again. Thank you so much for coming, and thank you so much recitating and practicing and paying attention and so on and so forth. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a nice evening.
Ty si můžeme nechat.
Ty si nechat.
Jo.
Jo.